I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Tomorrow is World AIDS Day. As advocates raise awareness to stop the spread of the disease, millions in Zimbabwe are believing a lie. Mark Clark with the Evangelical Alliance Mission says TEAM wants to educate Zimbabweans how HIV/AIDS is really spread, as well as distribute medicine. But they need your help.
We need people with pastoral gifts. We need people with medical gifts. We need people who are simply willing to say, God, I don't know where you want me to go or what you want me to do, but I am willing.
Meanwhile, ministries in Sudan have been called to move closer to danger zones. Words of Hope is broadcasting in the Sudanese languages of Dinka and Nuer, addressing the high tension between ethnic groups. But Lee DeYoung says until now, they've been located in a relatively peaceful area.
Words of Hope has recently moved its Dinka production into one of these areas where security is a challenge.
People are excited to see how God will use the radio ministry in its new location. To learn more about tension in Sudan, visit our website. And this Christmas, you can give the gift worth giving. India Partners released their new holiday gift catalog with the same title. For less than $20, you can provide blankets and shelter to needy families or share the hope of Christmas with street kids. Gifts are given in Christ's name and people who receive them are prayed over. The first $5,000 donated to the Where Most Needed Fund will be matched dollar for dollar. Visit our website to get connected. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Aviation Fellowship is making available the free book, Gateway to the Jungle, the incredible life story of jungle pilot George Boggs. Today's your last day. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.